are listening to the WorshipWednesday.com podcast. Hi, everybody. It's Rob Reed again here with the WorshipWednesday.com podcast for November 17th, 2010. This is podcast number 6, and I am anxious for you to hear the interview that I did with John Tibbs at johntibbsmusic.com. 20 years old. You know, what's up with these whippersnappers? I've talked about Kevin Linehart in the past at my church, now going to school in Monterey. And that's good, I think, because, you know, he's interfering with my pride. I'm kidding. Talented kids. You know, Kevin Linehart, 20. I think he's on the verge of 21. But this kid, John Tibbs, has played for 10th Avenue North, opened for him in Indiana, and has exciting things, I think, to look forward to in his music career. He's studying music business in college right now, and he's got far places to go. Now, the news of WorshipWednesday.com have a number of folks lined up, some hip-hop, some Messianic Jew music, which I'm really excited about, from Aviad Cohen, probably next week. And why I'm excited about Aviad is he has a wonderful testimony. He started out doing as 50 Shekel. I think it was in the early 2000s. We'll talk more about him later. But I think it was maybe 5 years ago, around the same time that I came to Christ as a Jew. So did he. And it's just very exciting for me. I'm thinking that could potentially be a two-parter interview, because we're going to have a lot to talk about with our shared experiences being a Jew and the tradition that surrounds that, and then God leading us to him and how that all worked out and how our families are handling it and all those things. So should be very interesting. There's going to be a song and a free download related to John Tibbs. But most importantly, he's been gracious enough to offer 3 free digital downloads. There'll be 3 individuals who listen to this podcast who will be able to get a free copy of the album Origins, a digital download of it by John Tibbs. And I'll tell you, it's contemporary Christian music at its best. It's really good. It's heart provoking, if you will, thought-provoking, spirit-filled, and wonderful music, and you have an opportunity to get it for doing something very simple. But you got one of the things you have to do very simple is you have to listen sometime after the interview ends and before I play John Tibbs' song that he's graciously provided us for you to listen to here on the podcast. On that note, let's move on to the interview that I did this morning with John Tibbs at johntibbsmusic.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Rob, and I am excited to introduce to you John Tibbs from johntibbsmusic.com. How are you doing today, John?
Hey, I am doing great.
Well, it's great to talk to you, and I really appreciate you participating in this. I'll start off by talking about your music a little bit before we get into some of your testimony. I was listening to some of your latest album, I guess, that came out in June or July of 2010. And can you tell us a little bit about that latest project?
Yeah, it came out June 15th, 2010. It is entitled Origins. It is the very first album I have ever put out, and I am a college kid just north of Indianapolis, and I am also on staff at a church, and all those songs are composed to be operated at a church, and so all the songs came out of it, so it actually ended up on the top 40 on iTunes, ever since June 15th, we've just been pushing it at camps and conferences and churches, so yeah.
Well, congratulations on that, brother. I don't know what it is with you, 20-year-olds, because I've worked with a 20-year-old at my church, incredibly talented. God is just doing some amazing things with you youngsters. I just got to say that. Now, you said that your Twitter testimonies, you came to know Christ when you were really young, and you've been growing in that relationship ever since. How young were you? You grew up with in a Christian family with Christian parents?
Yeah. I am a PK, and I actually came to Christ when I was 5. I was at a bank, actually, after church. Ever since I accepted Christ, I have just been understanding it deeper And so just trying to be the person God has called us to ever since. So.
Well, awesome. Your music definitely shines. It shows your heart, and I really appreciate you taking time out of being a music business senior at Anderson University there. I guess that's in Indiana as well?
Yeah, that is just north of Indianapolis.
Okay, and you're on staff at Madison Park Church, just north of Indianapolis.
Madison Park Church.
And you are, it says the modern worship leader, so that's kind of a name for the kid who plays contemporary music versus the hymnal stuff. Is that what that means?
kind of. Our church, it is a fairly large church. It's over 2,000 people. We have five different service options. There's a junior high service, a senior high service, a contemporary adult service, and then two other adult services. I oversee all the arts for junior high worship, senior high worship, and then a contemporary adult service started in September of 2009.
Amazing. And you're only 20 years old, right?
Yeah.
Well, how did they give you that gig and all that responsibility?
Actually, I was in high school, and I did a conference in San Antonio alongside, like, Chris Tomlin, and I think Charlie Hall was there, and a couple other people, such as that. And that was the summer after I graduated high school, and then I was coming on to Anderson, and there had been a few churches attending it. And so when I got to Anderson, I've been contacted by a few churches about coming on, and so ever since, I ended up coming on part-time in January of 2009, at Addison Park, and then in September we started the adult service, and so that's how everything turned out, I guess.
So you've been involved with a lot of big names in Christian music at such an early age. I saw that in the YouTube video that we're going to have on your artist profile here at Worship Wednesday that you've opened for 10th Avenue North. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, I opened for 10th Avenue North and Addison Road.
And how did that happen?
Basically, they were on tour, and they were having a different artist opening up, and he hadn't been able to join up yet, and so their booking agent out of Indianapolis had heard some positive things about everything I had going on, and so they gave me a call up, and so...
That's awesome. Tell me that isn't God working, you know?
Yeah, no, yeah, certainly. God has opened up everything, and I try to not screw everything up.
Amen to that, brother. Yeah, once we get a little too involved, we just are going to end up messing it up. So that's probably the greatest quote that we've gotten so far, and this will be the sixth podcast, so I really appreciate that. That's absolutely awesome. So what was that experience like when you got the phone call and they said, you know what, we need you to play for 10th Avenue North to open for them? You know, after you were able to breathe again, then what was the experience like?
It had definitely been awesome. We had about, I think 1,600-1,700 people out, and everyone just enjoyed it, and everyone had a good time. So
great. Now performance. I saw a quote from you. I can't remember the exact quote, but I know it, you'll know what I'm referencing about performing. What does it mean to you to perform music for God?
I personally see way too many artists out there trying to push a T-shirt or push a album and to try to sell tickets and to try to entertain. I honestly have zero interest in putting on entertainment. I hope that every time at a church or at a camp or conference that somehow God can impact people and people can be opened up by all the tunes, and God can pull and encourage and to challenge and to change. And so I honestly don't have any interest in putting on entertainment. I just hope to be used and to have people impacted.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fine line between doing this stuff, you know, especially if we grew up with music.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if you grew up with secular music, but I didn't come to Christ until I was in my mid-30s, you know, so I had a lot of baggage there, especially a lot of musical secular baggage, if you will, that I was calling a lot of my influence from and things. And also the example of, you know, lack of humility and all those things that you get there. But I think you really can see it in the heart, and I wanted to congratulate you because the video that we see, I think it's the one that you give me. It's a video that I've seen on YouTube that'll probably be embedded in your artist profile. There's like a baby in the background when you're opening for 10th Avenue North, just yakking, you know. And if that was just a secular situation, you probably would have stood up from the piano and said, you know, lady, will you just shut up your baby? You know, so congratulations to you for not doing that. It actually added to it a little bit. You know, for me, it was a very emotional song that you were singing, and it's Remedy, right? And we'll talk about that in a second. But, you know, when you're, it's an emotional plea, a shout out, a praise of God, and then to hear, you know, new life out there, new life that God brings, and not only in the form of infancy, but in the form of new life through our spirit, our soul, you know. So so it actually was awesome, really worked well for me. I thought it was great that you didn't stop in the middle and tell the lady to get her kid to shut up. So very good. Kudos to you, especially as a 20-year-old. So anyway, let's talk about the song Remedy. Great tune. Okay. And you talked a little bit about that in the artist profile. You said that it's different than most worship songs. And how is that?
Definitely a song that you can turn on in your car or on your iPod. I don't see it typically used in churches. However, actually, this past Sunday, I did it for the first time at church, and it had a cover awesome. So basically different than all the other corporate worship songs, because it's the hook isn't some big upbeat hook that everyone can just sing out to. It is definitely a song that people sit and hear it and just talk and just have it kind of come over them.
Sure. Awesome. And your favorite Christian artists you wrote include Audrey Saad, Robbie C., John Mark McMillan, and Sons and Daughters. So I actually saw Audrey and Robbie in Whittier, California a month ago. They were fantastic together. And Audrey hasn't been around long, so I found it interesting that you listed her as number one, you know, your favorite Christian. So tell me a little bit about your interest with Audrey Saad and how you first heard her.
I had a buddy who had been doing stuff out on Tomlin's tour in, like, OA, and somehow he had said some stuff about her sometimes, and I checked out all her tunes. But all those people, I think, are doing an excellent job about composing good songs that can be in churches, and it is different than every other typical piece currently. And it is all deep. And so I definitely think that all artists are doing an excellent job. And so I hope to someday join into all that conversation, I guess.
Sure. On your website, I see you have partnerships with Tums and XXXChurch.com. Now, how did that come about, the partnerships with both of those?
Tums and Triple X. We've been doing that this past January. And Tums, it was just we had contacted them because they had a big event coming up, and I do a ton of, like, camps and conferences, and so I was just contacting them to say, hey, I can help out and tell all these kids about Tums and such of that. And so at our table, we hand out Tums and then also Triple X. So it all happened, I guess, this past February.
Well, great. I hope that partnership works out well for you. I wish you the best in your music career, because that's the direction you're going as a music business senior. And God bless you, bro. Thanks for the work you do. Before we end the conversation, though, let's talk about an offer that you have of three digital downloads that we're going to make available for free to listeners of this podcast. Thank you for that. And you end up getting a digital download of Origins. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Great.
Origins TV.
The only thing you have to do is you have to subscribe to the Twitters of John Tibbs Music and Worship Wed. My podcast and John Tibbs Music. It's his Twitter, right? I said that right. I'm getting old, man. I'm getting irrelevant. So you got to keep me relevant here. And so you subscribe to that. And not only do you subscribe to those two, but on you tweet, check out at John Tibbs Music and at Worship Wed for great Christian worship music. And we're going to search for those. We will find, by next week, we will give away by the next podcast next Wednesday, three digital downloads at random to folks that put that up on their Twitter. So, sound like a deal?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, great. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. God bless you, and much luck in the rest of your career.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
Well, that was the end of that conversation. It was a very articulate young man who has a great passion for God, writes great music for God. So please check him out. There are links at the worshipwednesday.com blog. You can check out his artist profile and get to those links and help to support his ministry. He is really a rare gem of a kid. You know, I always wonder, you know, when I look at kids that are like 20 years old, I remember where I was at 20 years old in college. Very far away, about as far away as I could possibly be from God, to the point of like looking at folks in Campus Crusade for Christ that existed at UC Riverside when I went to school there and wondering like, wow, you know, what a bunch of strange kids. And sort of in an environment that I know is still the same, I'm sure, at the majority of college campuses, for kids like John to be as brave as they are is very admirable, and he is a great role model for many. Like we said at the end of the interview, this is how you can get a free copy of Origins by John Tibbs. All you need to do is subscribe to the Twitter, my Twitter, at Worship Wed. That's WED, because Worship Wednesday didn't fit. Or you can get, and you must subscribe to at John Tibbs Music. When you do that, we need you to also put up on your Twitter, you need to tweet the following words: check out at John Tibbs Music and at Worship Wed for great Christian worship music. I think that fits. If it doesn't, then try and mock it up so it's close, but we're going to look in particular for the use of our Twitter names. And when you do that, you will be entered into a random drawing to get a free digital download of Origins. Amazing album, and I know it is, for something so simple, is definitely worth it for you to give it a shot. And being as we don't have thousands upon thousands of listeners here at Worship Wednesday yet, you've got a great chance. So just take that into consideration. Thank you, everybody, for listening again. This is Rob Reed from worshipwednesday.com. And next week, more likely than not, we will have Aviad Cohen, potentially a two-parter. I'm not sure. We haven't talked yet. We will be talking tomorrow. And there's going to be some hip-hop coming up, I think, and we've got a couple of other artists in the queue, if you will. So we're loaded up all the way through the holidays. If you are an artist, or if you know of an artist, perhaps a worship leader who songwrites songs at your church, by all means, please let me know about them, their website, their email address, or let them know about this and have them email me at rob@worshipwednesday.com. And I'd be more than happy to take a listen at the work they do and potentially feature them here at the website. This website is all about exposing a new song to the church throughout the world by independent Christian worship leaders and worship songwriters that you may not have heard of. And it's been a real fun journey for me just through these six podcasts so far. If you have comments or critiques, please email me. I know that the sound issue, again, last week I was too low. This week I'm too high. I'm going to get it right soon. Please pray for my technical proficiency to get better. And it already has. It's working its way, but there is a learning curve. And I appreciate you listening as I get through that. God bless. I will be talking to you next week with Aviad Cohen. We end now with the John Tibbs song, My God, which is also freely available for free download at worshipwednesday.com.
The door and hear the angel song. They sing a song of his beauty. Let the waters part, fill his mercy run right through. Oh, by his power may I be consumed. His power consumes me. Grace satisfies me. His love saves me. His touch heals me. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 He's my God. Hallelujah. 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 He's my God. The waters rage all around me. The mountains tremble before me. Let all